player.
All right.
Yeah. Whenever you're ready.
What up?
What's up, dude? We don't know Jack.
We back, baby.
We smoking crack.
Yeah.
Only on Tuesdays.
Yeah, Tuesday is the day we do crack, y'all. So, check us out. Hey, hit subscribe. You smoke crack? Or you even like Tuesdays? Or you just like people talking about Cracker Tuesdays?
Yeah.
Hit subscribe.
Cracker Tuesday, subscribe to Tuesday.
Oh, and if you like crackers, white people. Man, it's been a minute.
It's been a hot minute.
Here's what happened, Mikey. We made a decision to move the show. Large part so that you could rejoin us as part of the...
JAK?
Yeah. See, a lot of people out there that have watched us haven't seen this guy for like, I don't know, 14, 15 episodes?
Three.
So, I think
we need three.
He came for two?
He was in three, maybe.
Two, I think.
I think you went two.
Well, we've had like 14 of them since you've been
out. No, I think we're at 18 right now. 17 or 18. So, welcome to the your second episode.
Welcome to the
episode.
Jack Show, dude.
Welcome to the Jack Show. So, we almost went with the jaw, but Mikey's back. It's around 6:30 at night. We're going to be throwing our interviews down then. 6:30 is going to be the new time. Welcome to the We Don't Know Jack Show. We think this is going to be really good because we're going to be able to bring some people in at a little bit after hours, have some lunch, let some people have some cocktails, have more interviews lined up. So really excited about this.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, maybe sir. Not lunch.
What
maybe
time
dinner.
Do you eat lunch?
Yeah, maybe not lunch, maybe dinner. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so I ate lunch about 2 hours ago. Is that not normal? About 2 hours ago.
I mean, it's 6:30. So
it's definitely about
I'm
dinner
not really
time.
Sure what time you woke up. You know, like, did you eat breakfast at noon? I'm not sure.
Did I say lunch or did I say dinner?
You said lunch.
Okay, so eat dinner. Yeah.
The only reason why I'm not hungry right now is because I had a late lunch and a big lunch. I actually had lunch with my mom today, so
I hadn't eaten anything all day, so I went to the work fridge and I'm looking around. There's applesauce, and then I'm talking to my wife, and there was this one little like protein shake, and I'm like, whose is this? And she's like, I don't know. And she's like, don't drink it if it's not yours. I'm like, fuck it. They'll get another one. So that's all I've had is a protein shake.
Man, if it's the pure protein one, I put that in there.
Okay, well, I stole your drink. It's right up there if you want to
see. It has animal semen in it.
Is that it?
That's the one.
Yes.
That's the one.
Thank you.
So
I'll call Sean and let her know I didn't steal it.
I don't know exactly how like birds and bees interact and what happens there, but you may become pregnant.
It could happen.
Man. With a hamster, baby.
There we go.
I think I read that in a magazine.
I'm having a baby.
Booty hole.
I think I read that in a magazine.
What magazine?
On the internet.
The internet magazine.
Yeah, internet magazine.
It could happen.
Well, man, look, a lot of stuff has happened in the last 3 weeks.
A lot.
Kevin, you were sick.
I was sick.
We had a guest lined up 3 weeks ago, and he got sick.
Yeah.
So we canceled that show. You went out of town for your wife's birthday?
I did go out of town for my wife's birthday. It was her big 5-0 milestone,
nice.
You know.
Nice.
I'm younger than my wife, but I look about 10 years older than her. So
she's still young, bro.
She looks good, man. Yes. She got her hair done. She got a little bob going.
Nice.
So
Shout out, Shauna.
We had a blast, man. We went out to the Hill Country. There were like 25 people there. It wasn't really a surprise, but it kind of was on who was going to be there. But we had a lot of fun. We had an acre backyard where my Frenchies could run wild. It was really, really cool. So
that's cool. Who's all there?
All of Shauna's family. Yeah. They all live up in the Austin
nice.
Area. And then we got to do something that was really sweet. Her birthday was Friday, and then Saturday we went and saw Bob Schneider. And I don't know if y'all are familiar with him.
I saw the post.
Bob Schneider has been around for a long time. Yeah. He used to date Sandra Bullock, is kind of what people that don't know.
Is she related to Sandra? I'm sure.
Yeah, Sandra Bullock or Sandra, whatever you want to call it for white people. But yeah, so they dated. But he's been around for like 25 years. And my brother-in-law manages his band, or him, really. And we got to go backstage at ACL Live.
That is awesome.
Yeah, it was so cool, man.
I've been around for 44 years, man.
Yeah, well, this guy's been killing it in the music. And his music's really cool.
44? Man, you're still so young, dude.
Yeah.
So young.
You're old.
And shit.
Old, man.
Yeah.
You still look like you're 12.
I try, man. I use a lot of animal semen that we talked about earlier.
The protein.
Why the protein was here, because I Dinosaur? I coat my face in it.
Dinosaur?
Huh?
Dinosaur?
Dinosaur what?
Semen?
Semen.
That's impossible.
Prehistoric.
What are you talking about? Mm,
he doesn't know.
You never seen, you've never seen Jurassic Park.
Yeah. He's never watched. He must have never heard.
We missed the Super Bowl, man. We were going to talk about the Super Bowl and the Super Bowl halftime show, so we're just going to have to talk about that today, man.
Yeah, let's start off with that halftime show. What'd you think?
Absolutely. I could have done without Kendrick Lamar.
Let me just throw my 2 cents in first, because I know you are going to say you like it. I liked 3 of the artists that were on there. I thought the show was fucking garbage. Garbage.
Well, my take's going to directly oppose that one.
I know. I just wanted to get mine out there first, but it was garbage.
I could have done without Kendrick Lamar.
He was sucked. I didn't even know who he was, and I'm a fan of his music.
I honestly don't know why they had Mary J. Blige on there. Never was a fan of Mary J.
They're all under the Dre record label, though, correct?
But I would have loved to see more of at least 3 of the 4 guys that I liked in there. I mean, I did. Say what you will, it was funny as hell, some of the memes that were going around about 50, but it was nice to see 50. Like, I was like, man, I wondered, I was like, man, why weren't they bringing him in on this show? Because months up to the show, we already knew who was going to be on there.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, that seemed weird. Like, they have everybody in Dre's downline. Why not 50, you know?
I mean, so, I have a question. He wasn't originally announced? So, when he dropped in, it was a true drop?
It was a surprise.
Yeah. Okay, I did not know
that. Yeah, he was a special guest.
I didn't know that.
But I thought the show was all right. I feel like it could have been grander.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? I feel like the performance was it, because of the artists that were in it, it was good. Dope, right?
Yeah, but let's just be honest. They rolled out 5 double-wide trailers, and that's what they performed on the top of them.
Yeah.
It was the crappiest set ever. I mean,
yeah, I feel like production-wise, it could have been a lot more.
Well, I don't know how much of that played into like what they were doing, right? You know, because Dre, got on the piano.
Yeah,
they had to bring up M from one side. They had to have 50 drop down from one side. So I don't know how much of it was just due to logistical challenges.
I will say this though. I will say this because I know I badmouth them a lot. I think it was huge for hip-hop culture, and I also think it's huge for the black culture to be able to take that stage and have perform like that. It was monumental for everything that has to do with that. I just thought the song selection was shit. But I think the reason they chose those is because all the pop mainstream people knew it. I don't know.
I didn't think the songs were crap. I wish I would have heard more from Snoop, Dre, and M.
Yeah,
I think they...
Do without Kendrick Lamar, do without Mary J., and then give me, 4 more songs from the other guys.
I don't know if you do without them, but I... Because I'm a big fan of both of them, but I think you definitely cut them down. Mm. I think Eminem should have definitely started out, and I think Dre and Snoop should have had longer parts, right? Even M. Sure, that... I think that their parts themselves just should have been longer. I just think it needed more oomph in it. You know what I mean?
It wasn't powerful to me. I don't know.
Yeah, it was still dope though. But it wasn't. It just it just needed to.
I thought it was monumental as far as the experience.
Stronger.
Yeah, it could have been better.
You know what I mean? I think it could have.
When Dre came and got on the keys, man, tickled them keys, man. And he do 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 do.
Yeah.
I was like, oh yeah.
Maybe I just expected more. I don't know. My song choice though would have been different, but I think a lot of the songs that I like probably wouldn't have been able to be aired because of the language in them. I don't know if that was part of the issue on why they chose those.
It could because I mean most of all the songs are super suggestive as well. You know, but I think it was dope. It was really dope.
Vegas had a prop bet for the Super Bowl, and it was +180, meaning you put down $100, and if this happens, you win $180 on top of your $100.
For what?
You walk away with $280 if Snoop smoked on stage.
Man, I would have loved it. That would have changed my whole opinion.
I saw a picture of him. He went before he got up on stage. You can see that he's right in between the stage. And he's smoking. And I'm like, dang, if you had just stood up, many people would have got money.
They had a video of him, actually. There was a video that was posted that showed him behind the stage, backstage, smoking before he went up. And it was like,
I thought that was like an easy money bet, man. I couldn't believe he didn't do it.
So I have a question. It's something that kind of flew around. Did Eminem take a knee? Or did he just kneel down because of the song he was singing?
So I already posted this on our IG page.
Let's talk about it.
A lot of people don't realize that the real reason he took a knee was because his knees were weak and his arms were heavy, you know. He may have had vomit on his shirt already from Mom's spaghetti.
So hold on, let's see, because we try to do this every time, and can we get that flowed out? Can we get it flowed?
I guess I'm zoomed in.
Let's flow it. You're on.
So
hold on. So Nico, you're gonna bust out the rhyme, right? You're gonna do it?
No, it won't sound like it. That's
all right. Let's go just a little bit.
Where are we?
You're right.
No.
We're gonna come back.
Stage fright. Yeah.
Stage fright. That's good.
I just know it's not gonna live up to Ant, man. We just had this conversation on the way up here, man. Like,
I'm glad you respect that enough not to chop his song up like that.
He was letting me listen to this Machine Gun Kelly,
Rap
Devil.
You never heard it?
I'd never heard it before.
Oh, he goes hard.
Actually think it's a great rap, but I'll never play it. Because I like him so much.
So I play that song, and then I play Killshot right afterwards. So Killshot is his rebuttal.
I know.
And he systematically breaks down MGK's fucking rap. Boom, boom, boom. Just tackles it short. It was one take. One take. He did not perform this. He didn't do anything.
Well, see, now that
he
makes heard it a lot better.
He heard it
and
responded. And they recorded it on his phone. It's on a phone.
Okay.
A cell phone. Look it up.
That,
it's
that,
crazy.
That part actually makes that a lot better. Because honestly, I just thought lyrically, and I love him, I thought lyrically the Machine Gun Kelly song was way better.
No, I thought, agree, because it was a song.
Yeah.
It was a song.
And for me, it wasn't like lyrically that Machine Gun Kelly went off. I think he just had
a presence.
Some good presence on the mic and said some things that just worked in that moment with the energy that he was providing.
Dude, he said some hardcore stuff, man, about, you know, I made it without Dre. I mean, there was a lot of things that he said that were just brutal on Eminem.
Yeah, he talked some shit, but
Killshot, dude, he came right
back. That's what I'm saying. The way he came back,
everything.
He shut all that down. I think he made him look like a kid just trying to fucking snap at, you know, the big dog.
Yeah.
So
there's some stuff on there that is just hilarious, you know. You get.
I even like the video a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, I thought the video was
rubbing
kind of good too.
On his phone.
I rubbed him down. He didn't have his shirt on. You know what I mean?
He is pretty sexy. You know, he's like 6'5". Yeah, you know, he's a big.
He says that in the song, I think.
Yeah, I'm 6'4".
You know, like honestly, like the dude is kind of attractive. So, anyway, most people know that I can say. With full confidence in myself, men and women are attractive.
Yeah.
My wife doesn't like guys with tattoos like that, but I actually, you know, look past that. He's a pretty attractive guy.
He's a good looking dude.
So know who he's with, right?
Yeah, so he's under a Puff Daddy, and Puff Daddy kind of wrote his ticket out.
You talking about his girl?
No, yeah. MGK. Oh, I'm talking about his record label. Who's put him down? Puff Daddy put him down.
Puff Daddy cut him, though.
He might have recently, but during that song that he did, Puff Daddy was basically his
producer. Machine Gun Kelly is dating Whoopi Goldberg.
I think he signed her for one record, and then
let him go.
Yeah,
I don't know. But he's dating
Megan Fox.
Is he now?
Yeah.
Megan Fox.
He proposed to her.
So on Shade 45, and there's the other one, man. You should check him out and listen to some of his flows, dude. He's got some lyrics. I mean, he can freestyle with the best of them. I really think he can.
Machine Gun Kelly?
Yeah.
I always thought he was trash. I thought he just had like a couple of songs that were popular.
Yeah, no. He has a few popular songs, but if you check him out on Shade 45 where they do the gauntlet, like he freestyles, he's pretty good. His off the cuff is good, yeah.
I told Mikey, if you haven't seen it, I think it's on Netflix, right?
What?
I think it's on Netflix.
Oh, the movie.
If you haven't seen it, I could care less for the dude's music. But Machine Gun Kelly plays Tommy Lee in this band. I think the movie might be called The Crew. It's about Motley Crue.
Yeah. He's in a few movies.
But in that movie, I was like, man, he did a pretty good job, man. You know?
He's from Cleveland, of all places.
Well, you know. Boom, 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 boom.
That was one of his inspirations. That was one of his guys. So what else we got, man? Do we even know who won the Super Bowl?
Judgment come for you.
The Rams.
The Rams won?
Yeah.
So my favorite part of the Super Bowl, and this is coming from Crypto Kev, is that they had a 2.5 minute commercial of the QR code going around.
Yeah. I
wonder
how my TV turned off.
You scanned it and your TV went off?
Yeah, it turned off.
Now.
Yeah.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Well, the thing was for Coinbase. It was one of the ingenious marketing things. They didn't say anything.
I said that to my family. I was like, this is the best idea I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Because it makes you go, well, I'm so curious, I'm going to go freaking put my phone on this thing and see.
So once you did that, too, they got information. Yeah. Like, you agreed to some cookies, you agreed to some other stuff. Yeah, but the Coinbase is what it was, and that's actually a really good app to trade crypto on. That's what I use. So I thought it was comical. I was like, man, what a great marketing technique. And they let it go long enough that you had time. At first, I was like, nah, I'm not going to
race. I'm not going to run over there, and it's going to be,
But they it was like 2.5 minutes, man. And it was just like the Pong thing. Ding, 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 ding.
Do you think
that
they've got my search engine now? Like, they've got the ability to look at what I've looked at?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I had things on there that day, like, how to wipe your own ass if your hands are broken.
With your foot?
With your foot.
Those are good things to look up.
That was one of the things that I was looking up.
So I'm pretty sure that's a lot of data that they need for mining crypto. So they definitely got that. They did.
Damn.
Yeah, it should be
good. Man, Big Brother.
Big Brother.
Big Brother, man.
They're there. They're up there.
Which reminds me, I think I sent you guys a text message with a picture. And it's this businessman who's supposed to be like the IRS. And he's saying to this person, you know, give me money. And the person is saying, I don't have any money. I just have cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
And the person is saying, the IRS person is saying, that's worthless. And then the next picture is the IRS person strangling him, go, now just give it to me.
Yeah. Give me your Bitcoin.
Give me your Bitcoin.
Yep. So, man, I don't know what's going on with Bitcoin, but I will confess that I liquidated all of my cryptocurrency. I cashed out, and looking now, if I wouldn't have got out when I did, I would have zero money. I would have lost all of it. I still would have owned my coins and stuff, but I bought at a time where it dipped so low that I literally would have zero money in crypto, and I was able to liquidate all of it at one time. I ended up losing just a tad bit of money. It kind of balanced out because of all the transaction. They call them gas fees, but man, I got out the perfect time.
Yeah. So you lost what, 100, 150?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cents.
K. Oh, that's nice, Kevin. Thanks. Well, meanwhile, I'm over here jobless and vehicle broke down.
Yeah.
So there you go. Living two different kind of lifestyles here.
I'm sorry about that.
I can't jump on the crypto thing. I'm just still too like.
So let me ask you guys, are you confused about it still?
I don't know. I haven't researched it, don't know enough about it to trust myself to say, oh yeah, you know what, I'm going to pull some money out. And because, you know, you only put in what you're okay to lose.
Yeah.
Right?
Or you should.
You should, right?
Yeah.
And for me, I'm not okay to lose anything.
Yeah,
me neither. You know what I mean? So I'm just not going to, I just can't, I don't know enough to be able to say, and I'm not a gambler, right? Yeah. I'm not
That's the thing with me, man, is that it is gambling the way crypto works, especially if you're doing it like Joe and Jed. I mean, they're trading daily and stuff. And,
yeah.
I mean, you could win a lot and you can lose a lot. And you talk to Joe, Joe did not cash out. So talk to him and ask him how he's doing on that crypto.
I can't do it. And I don't know enough about it to be able to go. Even like just regular gambling, like going to the casinos, I'm the kind of person I was like, I don't know if I'm going to do this. Like,
So anyone that's watching about cryptocurrency is a sub product of what's called blockchain technology. Yeah. So if you're interested in how crypto works, you have to understand what blockchain technology is. I'm not going to bore y'all with the explanation, but blockchain technology is like a ledger thing, and it's going to change the world. And in 10, 20, 30 years, blockchain technology is going to be talked about like the internet. Like when the internet came out, we're like, man, that changed the world. We're going to be having this discussion in 30 years saying blockchain technology changed the world.
Okay, since we're talking,
I honestly thought blockchain technology was like kites that you were sending next door to the sales sellies.
Yeah.
I'll send y'all a link.
That's a good one.
I'll send y'all a link that breaks it all down. That's really what's the word? Like, and layman's terms.
Yeah.
So it's like it kind of gets pretty to the nitty gritty, but it's super easy.
So a lot of people think that it's bullshit, but I will tell you this, that the U.S. government is already heavily involved in blockchain technology, trying to figure out how to use it in theirs. And I don't think they're going to be able to accomplish it because blockchain technology, you can't add to. That's the thing. And fiat money, which is the U.S. dollar, you can take a $2 trillion loan out and all of a sudden all this money occurs. You cannot do that with Bitcoin. It's finite. You know, there's never be more. There'll never be less. It's, it might be worth more or worth less, but we could go all day on
so
that.
Okay, so what do y'all think about the NFTs and the metaverse?
So I think the metaverse is going to be a big part of the future. And two reasons why. I have a friend of mine that has a partnership and he's doing a startup company with Oculus. And he got partnered up with Oculus. And he even asked me about doing a chair thing. And what they're doing is creating an HR program where you can put on your Oculus goggles. You can go in there and have your HR learning. They're even going to go as far as working on the assembly line. So like, you know, you're actually like doing the stuff, but not. And then when you go into the job to actually do the task, you're already trained and ready. And so that's a startup company. And then the other thing is that Facebook, you have chat groups and stuff. And you remember when chat groups came out, it was like the big thing. So with the metaverse, you're going to be in a chat room, but you're going to go into that room with your Oculus goggles on. And I don't know how it's going to work because an avatar can be anybody. And the internet's already sketchy on who you're really talking to. So anybody can be able to walk in this. It's going to be a whole new world. It's going to be like virtual reality on a large scale.
That's kind of scary.
It is.
It's a little freaking creepy.
I think it's here to stay too. And I think like if you've seen some movies, like for instance, Ready Player One.
Yeah.
It's
a good one.
You know, I honestly thought as soon as me and you talked about this one time, that this would be the way that we were going. I mean, our kids don't even want driver's licenses at age 18 because technology is made to where I don't need to leave the house.
Yeah.
I can socialize in a platform, whether it's video games right now or in the future, virtual chat rooms where they can actually go in as an avatar. You know, technology has become such that just people are going to communicate and do things differently. And I think that's definitely the way that we're headed. So much so that I actually thought, man, somebody should have a church inside there. You know, I didn't know like how it works, like how to buy space, you know, how to have...
Oh, you could 100% do that. There is available
place. Somebody's already doing it. As soon as I said that
it's happening right now.
I was having a conversation with a person who's like district superintendent for a certain denomination out here. And he said, somebody's already doing that. In fact, they had many people that came to the first service and ended up asking for... Christ to enter into their life on this virtual church thing, man. Yeah. And I was like, man, that is crazy.
Yeah,
the possibilities are freaking endless on this stuff, dude. Churches, I mean, everything. And I know
we should put Jack on there, man.
I know I talk about Elon Musk a lot, but the
we
next
invite
step,
all our Jack friends in, man.
The next step to the evolution, though, and let me get this out, because the next step to the evolution that's really going to change the world, and it's already starting with some medical things, where they can put devices that can sense a seizure, and they can actually like shock you, or they can shock your heart and different stuff. So what's being researched right now is how to put data into your brain and bypass the eyes and ears. And what that would consist of is almost like Bluetoothing into a device that goes into your synapses.
And you can Google and you see it on your lens or something, right?
No, I could press a button and download the dictionary into my brain.
And then guess what, dude?
I think I saw something.
Then guess what?
It's not out. This is far future.
I think I read or saw something.
Then it won't matter if you run into somebody who is a mixed martial artist, because you just fucking download that shit and you'd be like, oh yeah, well, I know everything.
But that's the thing, though. But I feel like in the metaverse, though, like in that space, you know what I mean? It's just, did I send y'all that video, like of the guy walking into the office and he's like, you know, he's pissed off, had a shitty day in the metaverse, and he's like, this is how I would act in the metaverse if my boss gave me shit. And he was like, he walks in there and he's pissed off and he just goes in his boss's office and just throws shit, grabs his boss, breaks his fucking neck, like destroys the whole office, and then just walks out. And he's like a character in the metaverse.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
We got to make it to where you die in the metaverse and you die in real life. That would be...
That's the complication, man, because everyone talks about keyboard warriors and like how tough people can get. Can you imagine, like, if you could verbally, like, scream at people in the metaverse, like, in, like, how the comments, like, the comments when you read on some stuff, like, these political they don't even add up, dude. Each other, you know? You couldn't even hear anything. They'd just be talking and stuff. It'd be pretty crazy,
it's
man.
It's pretty cool. We should get a jacket.
Do you, like, in the Facebook one, do you put the goggles on and then, like...
It's all in design now. I mean, they
really... Wait, the goggles go under your eyes now? I've been putting them right here.
That's I heard that's the new age.
I don't know, but I know the Oculus goggles are only like $300 or $400. It's not like some really high tech stuff. The metaverse is being built, and a lot of people are confused. Like, oh, you bought land in the metaverse? Like, what does that even mean? What you're buying is space. Yeah, you know. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you're not. Buying.
Where do you do it? How do you buy it? Where do you go to buy it?
It's part of crypto. It's part of.
So you can only buy it in crypto.
Well, you can buy it from a Coinbase type of... it's not truly a crypto.
Like, if I wanted to start a church right now, go in there and have a space where people could come, how do I do that? Do you know? Or do I have to research?
First, you have to accept Christ in your life.
Well, that's step one.
That's number one. That's number one. So, still working on that, buddy.
You would need a large programming team. And, you know, I think in the near future, there will be programs set up where you could easily... accomplish that. So kind of like we're doing our podcast right now, and we buy our podcast equipment. I think it can be very similar once the technology catches up.
It's there now. Like, I mean, you hear people like, what was it? Nike bought a shop, you know, Snoop Dogg bought a piece of land, like, you know, the Snoop land or whatever. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? So you can actually buy now, like, your space and then invite people over or like the H&M, I think, has an actual store now where you can go in there and shop and buy clothes.
What I'm hoping is that people enter into that and they never want to get out.
I just wonder, like, who's the main one that owns all of that? Like, you know what I mean? Who owns all that? That's able to sell? Because, you know, some people are throwing, like, you know, celebrities or you know, people with a lot of money.
Is it infinity space? Are like,
oh, we bought this. We just invested $150 million and we bought our thing. Like,
so what it is? It's like a collective thing. And I'm gonna end up explaining more about how blockchain and crypto works than I wanted to. But
we're more on NFTs.
NFTs in the virtual world. So what happens is that. Instead of having one giant supercomputer that would be the size of Los Angeles to run this, you know, or bigger, they have all of our computers working together. So everyone that's mining and has space and server space, that's where you're buying it from. So the company that you would purchase virtual land from, they own server space. So like everything on the internet, even though it seems like it's just out there, is on a server somewhere, which is like a hard copy in a big giant bank.
Have you ever seen the thing on Netflix of how they ran the cables and that's freaking super cool.
Yeah, super cool.
And the NFT supposedly is just like you draw something, take a picture, put it virtually, blow it into an actual character or whatever it is, and then now you art. Right, and then you sell it or you put it in the virtual world.
So
I'm gonna send y'all this link.
I'm a fan of the NFTs. I don't know how they're gonna stick because you can like people are buying pictures of like baseball players.
Yeah,
and like they're gonna be worth money. But it's weird. I mean, money's only what you think it is, really.
No, absolutely. Well, I'm gonna send y'all this link. You're gonna look at it. And you're gonna be like, what the fuck is this?
Man, it does. We said something in there in that conversation just now. My daughter, Noelle, who sits here sometimes with us, was asking me, do I think there's any more evolution to man to come? And I said, yeah, I absolutely do.
Why wouldn't there not be?
And I honestly go back to a National Geographic magazine that I saw that really confirmed some things that I already thought were going to happen, right? So
I think you sent me a picture of
this. I did send you a picture of this, right? I think there will be a point where we become somewhat mechanical, right?
Well, it's already happening. Fake knees, like I was talking about the epilepsy.
Dude, I don't know if you've seen, like they've got these superhero arms like Tony Stark, you know, like Iron Man, and it does, like, you know, like you can pick things up, and I'm like...
brain power.
Dude, this is super cool. Like, this is actually a Luke Skywalker hand, you know, like what we used to think about. If I got my hand chopped off, I'd want that, you know?
Yeah. So I saw the other day that they made a thing where an implant they were putting in the head, and it was making people that are paralyzed actually walk.
Yeah. Within, so I haven't seen that.
Like, they were walking within an hour. They put it in, and they could just get up and walk. It was amazing.
I went to school with a guy who had, now when I say school, this is much later in life, this college. Earlier. So he had a computer on the outside and wires going inside, and it sensed, like a pacemaker would, when he was going to have a seizure.
Yeah, that's what I'm...
And it would stop it from happening. And I know that there will be a point where we are able to, like, put machine and human together.
Yeah.
And I think that's stage one of the evolution. So, I think stage two...
So this is going to be the scariest thing in the world. And you can talk to a lot of people. So this is AI. We're becoming artificial intelligence ourselves. That's what you're talking about. A humanoid is almost what we're going to become. And it's going to be... The class separation is what's going to cause the problem, because the rich are going to be able to get that information and have the good stuff. And we talk about physical viruses now. Imagine if you could put a virus in someone's brain, like, through technology. I mean, it's really, really scary.
It is. I honestly, though, I still believe that the next wave of evolution would be where... So when we talk about artificial intelligence now... the artificial intelligence they're talking about isn't aware. It's not aware.
It's called simple or basic.
Yeah.
Basic AI.
I believe there will be a point where it becomes conscious and says, you know, artificial intelligence says, I am a person.
Yeah.
I have personhood, and therefore I have rights.
Yeah.
And if you have the ability for artificial intelligence to build through robotics its own housing,
we're screwed.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be Terminator, like, freaking, or there might be a situation where there's humanoids and artificial intelligence living together.
Yeah.
I
robot.
Yeah, I could see also a scenario where a next stage of evolution would be, we already have the ability to do cloning.
Yeah.
If cloning becomes more advanced to where you can sustain the life. Whether it's, you know, using body parts or using these people for wars or prostitution, whatever it is, or even just using it to, like, let's say you were talking about uploading your consciousness and downloading it into
a
new brain, right? Or downloading it into a more computerized brain, and you could just continue to live.
Yeah.
Man, I unfortunately don't think I will make it to see that.
No.
But man, it'd be cool if I was living in that time. I'd be like, sign me up.
I don't know, man. I think it's going to be really scary. And I think that when you talk about the 1% elite, I mean, it's, if they get a hold of this technology, and I'll go back to Elon Musk because I really admire this guy. He's gone around to all the world leaders. He spent about 5 years of his life, about 10 years ago, going around and telling them, you guys need to stop and start regulating artificial intelligence research.
Yeah.
And he's basically at this point saying, I tried to tell him, it's too far gone, there's no stopping it. And he's a doomsday. He thinks it's going to be the end of truly mankind. That we will change.
Was that like on an interview or somewhere?
He's been saying that for years. But if you want to learn a lot about Elon Musk, watch his Joe Rogan podcast.
Okay, I've seen that one.
Yeah, so he talks a lot about that. A lot of people just watch the clip where he's smoking weed and his phone starts blowing up, and Joe's like making a joke about, like, you know, what's going on your phone, and he's like, these are all my investors asking why I just hit a joint on live TV. His stock's plummeted 10-15% that day, but and then see, he was back on.
He doesn't care. He's in that upper quarter percent or even higher than that, right?
I think he's in the 0.0% or something.
I mean, he may be saying regulate AI, but I bet he's using AI within his organizations to hedge things, right? Like, even investment companies, right? They're using artificial intelligence. How fair is that? That you and I are sitting there picking whatever we do on stocks, and there's artificial intelligence that knows for other organizations what we're doing and knows how to manipulate what we do in order to make other people big money.
Yeah.
You know? That's not fair. Right?
Oh, yeah. That's not fair at all. But
that's where the 1%ers come in, man. Yeah. You know what 1% I'm talking about? Getting down, sucker.
Getting down.
Hey, man, when it gets to where the upper echelon have the haves, and there's us as the, you know, well, maybe Kevin might be in the haves,
But you know what happens, though, right?
That's when we revolt, man.
Yeah, but then these guys have actual professional armies that they hire to protect them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's when you got to do things in secret, bro.
So I was driving. I was driving with Jared, and we were just driving. And you know, Jared's got a lot of crazy beliefs, but I like listening to him. You know, to get a you know,
have him on, dude.
We should. He's got a lot of cool information, and you know, some of it might be real, some of it might not. But you know, he has his sources where he gets it.
Yeah.
And we were just talking about how this machine works because he wants to like it, erase it, and start over. And I'm like, dude, the snowball's too big. And we were just talking about like how crazy COVID got with this toilet paper. Can you imagine if they shut off electricity for 3 days? 3 days.
Yeah.
Total mayhem would break out. Three days, the world, we would start killing each other. After day one, when they found out it was staying off, we'd start looting. I mean, but that's how much we rely on this whole process. Everything has to work, man. Yeah, the system is so built right now. It's nuts, man.
I went to HEB's distribution center years ago because we were doing business with them as a recycling company. And they have an armory. They showed me their armory. I mean, just AR-15s everywhere, dude.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like, I asked them, I said, man, why do y'all have an armory here? And they said, because we have to keep the supply chains going in case something like that was to happen. We need to keep the food coming in and out, and we need to be able to fight off any attacks.
That's crazy.
And I was like, wow, dude, that's nuts.
That is nuts, but it's, I mean, it makes sense. You gotta prepare for anything, and you know, like, now, like nowadays, that's how it is. You have to be prepared for anything. Like,
and that's what's going on in the world. And y'all know I own a furniture store, and like people are like, why is this on back order? This is American made. But man, we even still get our screws from China and stuff. And you know, I always use the example of building a cabinet. You know, if you're missing one glide, the cabinet stops. You know, and that's what's happened with this supply chain issue is that you might just be missing one little part. A lot of people know about the chip. You know, that's a big deal.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
there's parts missing on all kinds of stuff. And all it takes is one piece to stop total production. And that's why I think that it's kind of scary how dependent we are on that stuff. I really do, man. I think it's bad.
No, that's the case right now. I actually was finalizing an order for some equipment.
Yeah.
And the 3 days. And in those 3 days, all the, like, not all the stuff, but some of the most important stuff that I, like, needed is all, now I'm on a wait list.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? And it was like, now I was at that point to where, like, well, shit, why even buy it?
Yeah.
And I gotta wait, and then because I know I'm gonna need it, you know? But now instead of getting it next week, I'm sometime March. Like, you don't even know for sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, it sucks.
Yeah.
Man.
We are, as a nation or a world, we're dependent big time. Yep. Like, if shit happens.
So I'm watching this. I don't know if y'all watch Have y'all watched Yellowstone?
No, man. But
so
I keep
watch Yellowstone. It's so great. It's about Montana, and they kind of like police themselves out there. It's all country, but there's a prequel to it that's just come out called 1883, and these boat of people from a boat from Germany and a boat from like India. They all come and they hire these guys to take them to Oregon. And it was like the Oregon Trail. Day one, they lost 8 people. And they hadn't even made it to the trail. The Germans are drinking the dirty water and they got cholera or whatever and died. They started off with 150 people, man. There's like 15 of them left. And they're just traveling from Tennessee to Oregon. And like I was laughing at myself because I was on 610. I was like bitching about the traffic. You know, it took me 30 minutes to get home. Like, man, these dudes took 6 months to get across the United States, and they had to make the deadline, not because they had any like to be there. You get caught in winter and die.
Yeah.
Like that's it. You either make it or don't.
So is that part of the Donner Party story? I don't remember.
They go through Donner Pass, but
Party had already happened.
I think so. This is kind of where they're just Donner? Making the journey to where Yellowstone takes place. It's their family.
There was a journey across the United States, and people got trapped in the winter.
Froze.
And had to eat each other in order to survive.
I
did that in the 90s, but...
Yeah, but you just because you just had to.
Yeah.
So well, that movie you're talking about,
it's poor.
Or that show... It's on season 2 now, right?
No, it's like 6 seasons.
The Yellowstone is like six seasons, and
Yellowstone is complete.
1883 just has one season.
I can't watch anything that's already six seasons.
I'll look at 1883, but so Yellowstone, it just started blowing up this year.
That's why I need to download
but,
it.
But head. It's six season in.
Yeah, so they were on Paramount live TV, and now they just transfer over to like streaming and stuff. So a lot of people are just like binge watching the heck out of it now. So. That's how we watch TV. Like, I won't watch a show if it only has one season, or I will never watch a live show. I want to be able to sit down, and it's, like, crucial. I'm telling my wife, really? I'm like, dude, hurry up. We got to get home. We got four episodes I got to get in tonight. It's like homework. It's crazy.
Freaking, dude, I'm so mad at Netflix, dude, with their... So now the streaming companies are doing this thing where this is how they started. Once they, because it used to be they throw out the whole season. You could binge watch it, right?
Oh, you're talking about those.
Recently, they came out. This was Hulu was the first one I saw doing this. Recently, they came out to where they were doing like, or Prime Video did this too. We'll release one episode at a time.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, what the hell?
That's like TV used to be.
Oh yeah, that's why I'm in a streaming device. That's why I'm in a streaming platform because I don't want to be like regular TV, dude. The Ozark, man, Netflix killed me, man. I was ready to, like, watch the fourth season, and I get seven episodes in. I'm thinking I'm going to watch the eighth, and there's, like...
Cut you off.
Not only cut you off, there's not even a timeline of when this thing's going to drop for the next half of the season. I'm like, what?
They're hitting you with coming soon.
This is the last season.
I don't know if it's... You think it's going to be the last one? Because they have more to go. Oh, they did?
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea because that show is so good that I think that if you went longer, it would start falling apart. And that's like the classic thing is that, you know, they just do them too long. Like, you should have quit it three seasons ago.
This one's too good, though.
It's good, man. It's a really good show.
One more season, at least. Actually,
what's going to happen in this one is Jason Bateman is going to become a humanoid and lead the resistance against the machine.
So how much of a gangster is that guy in that movie?
He's badass.
Dude. Remember when he was Cotton in was his name Cotton on Dodgeball?
I don't know. Go back
and watch Dodgeball because that resurrected his career. He was nowhere to be found until Dodgeball.
Yeah.
Like, he did a bunch of stuff like Teen Wolf 2 and Silver Spoons way back in the 80s.
Yeah. His sister was
on Family Ties. Okay. Justine Bateman.
Yeah.
Any case, like, you didn't see that dude. And then Dodgeball came out, and he played, like, this dude who was high announcing, like, ESPN Ocho.
Yes, I remember that now.
But also what brought him back, too, is Arrested Development. I don't know if
he got that after.
Have y'all seen Office Party? Office Party, yeah.
Yeah, but he got that after that.
That fucking movie is hilarious.
That should have been on our Christmas list, man. Absolutely. I think I might have even said
I've
that.
I've seen it, man. I don't like it.
You didn't like it? Dude, that movie was so freaking good.
The guy gets an ounce of cocaine blown in his nose, man. How much better can you get?
Bad Words from him is better, if you've ever seen Bad Words. It's basically the premise of the movie is he has found a loophole that he's trying to exploit legally just to throw a monkey wrench in all the spelling bees across the country where he can compete against... all the kids.
I think I've seen that.
And he just freaking kills them, dude. He kills them all the spelling bees and has parents running at him, like trying to kill him. And he's just
what's that on?
Trying to destroy. It's a movie. It's called Bad Words.
I'm gonna save it real quick so I can watch it.
Yeah, yeah.
What else you got on your topic list?
I mean, the Ukraine Russia situation.
Okay, so do you guys want y'all can fill me in on that because I straight up don't watch any news or TV.
Okay.
Like, I don't keep up with none of that. So I have no idea what's going on.
The answer to all of this is that we're all in the same boat as you.
Oh, okay, y'all don't watch the shit either?
No. I watch the shit out of it, and I don't think anybody knows what's going on over there. I don't think they really do. I don't know. Yeah. I can tell you my opinion, but there's
got to be a money trail to why we, as the United States, would get involved. We're not getting involved just because we want to help Ukraine. That's not happening.
Yeah.
All right. Because
No. We do want to help Ukraine.
But there's a money reason.
Yeah, but that's why.
I just don't know what the money reason is. Like, for instance, a lot of people don't realize this, man, because we love our troops and we support our troops and we should. They got used in Afghanistan to destroy crops that weren't the crops that were feeding big pharma, the opioids. Yeah. A lot of people don't realize Afghanistan is the largest producer of opium. Yeah.
Not anymore. Yeah. The Taliban burned them all down. Taliban does not want anything to do with opium, and everyone thinks that they are a bad regime. They might be, but they have burnt down 90% of the poppy fields. And I'd like to talk about that at some point, because everyone, when they did the big thing with the prescription drugs and you could no longer get like Dr. Jump and get pills from everybody, you know, the heroin went through the roof. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can directly, when that bill passed, only certain doctors could do the Schedule II narcotics, and then heroin went up like 5,000% in sales. And now that the Taliban's taken back over Afghanistan, they're a religious group that does not want to be associated with drugs. So they've gone and burned all these fields down. So not only can people not get their prescription drugs, now they can't get heroin. So what's next? Like, what's going to happen?
Is Mexico, like, big time now, growing
I don't know if they are.
I mean, right now, we can't even get avocados from there. Because...
Hey, if you need an avocado or some H, man, I might be able to take care of you, bro. I got you.
So what's happening in Ukraine? Biden's administration said, basically, we're not going to take produce from south of the border because they threatened one of our health inspectors, the cartels.
I'll tell you what I know about Ukraine, and I don't know a lot, but Ukraine is a huge place. A lot of people think it's a small country. It's bigger than Texas, you know, and they have a lot of natural resources. Right? No, it's the same size as Texas.
No, it's impossible.
Okay, well, it is the same size. Maybe it's bigger. So they have a lot of natural resources. They have a lot of pipelines that go through there. So we're involved in that. That's where the money comes in. Mm. And Putin basically already thinks he owns Ukraine because it used to be part of the USSR.
That's what I told my kids.
Yeah. And so that little place that he took that they're talking about right now was already his. They already are part of Russia in their minds. He just went in there and said, okay, I'm claiming you.
Yeah.
And I think he's systematically just going to go through Ukraine and just take over. I don't even know if there'll be a war. Because he's going to make them shoot first. And if he just rolls in with his army, he's just going to take everything. And I think if that happens, we will not get in a war. We'll just let it happen, you know, as long as he doesn't start slaughtering people. And Biden already did all the repercussions that they were talking about doing.
The sanctions
for financial. He's already announced that it's done. You can no longer get Russian loans to the U.S. No Russian money is allowed to be through here.
What about the ladies?
The Russian ladies can no longer be mail order brides anymore. And then the big thing that they're doing is they're actually going out and targeting the elite Russian people, finding out what businesses they own and banning them and trying to take them out. And that's our way of war. And in my opinion, we would have been better off shooting a bomb. I think that's going to piss Putin off even more. But from what he's saying is that he doesn't care about those sanctions. That once he takes over Ukraine and it settles, that he'll have enough money to make his own decision and America won't matter.
And they already teamed up with China.
China's like separate. I think they both want to have their own communist area. Like they take the top half and China takes the bottom half.
I tried to explain our involvement in this to my kids in this way. I said, imagine with all the talk of people in Texas, you know, they jokingly say it and sometimes they actually say, we would like to secede from the nation.
Yeah.
Let's say that we actually pulled that off 20 years ago. And then today, the president said, I'm going to go and take back Texas. And you would say most people in the country might be like, yeah, we're cool with that. You know? Like, imagine the U.S. would be like Russia, and Texas would be like the Ukraine. And then some other country comes in and says, no, if you do that, we're gonna go to war with you.
Yeah, but that's the American way. It is, sadly. And the thing is, though, is that you know the sanctions are the sanctions, and you know Biden's real outspoken about NATO. So NATO is an alliance of a bunch of countries that have agreed to
look out for all the other little countries.
It's not even look out for each other. You join it, and you don't just start wars. You go a political, like, negotiation path, and they all agree upon this, and you have to qualify for it. And Ukraine actually is in the process of becoming NATO. They, in 2020, they actually put in their application. And there's a lot of rules and sanctions that they have to do. And Biden's saying, we're going to protect the NATO countries. So he's basically saying that he'll allow Ukraine to be taken. But I don't think that they're going to be able to go in Russia and start slaughtering people that are civilians without us sending troops in.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to be World War III.
NATO. Nobody ask the octopus.
That's it, man. It's a big organization.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I don't even know what it really stands
for. Is the octopus the president of NATO?
No.
Yeah.
It's not. No. They just talk about the octopus.
They just used the name.
Yeah, cut it. So we talked about censorship or what was it? Copyright. Get them out of there.
Sorry, first day back, guys.
Yeah, so first day back, Mikey. Welcome to episode number 3 out of 20.
Address such and such, phone number you can find.
Man, so the Ukraine thing is probably just an evolving thing, and it's interesting because their days are our nights. So what's happening, right now through the night, we'll find out tomorrow morning. Like, this is daytime, like the morning's starting, so it's like we're getting all the news like the day after everything happens.
It's weird how strange. That works.
It's really weird how it works.
Really, really weird how that works. Like, when I was in China and everybody was watching the World Series here for the Astros, and I'm freaking looking at it on my phone and can't get any information on it because it's being blocked, and I'm having people blow me up with text messages, and I'm in the middle of a meeting during the day.
Yeah.
And people are at night, like, throwing a party.
Yeah, not a lot of people realize that China censors their internet. There's a lot of people that are like, oh, Google and Facebook and this and that. Like, China's government tells everything that can be on the web. Like, there's censorship doesn't even matter. This is what we give you to learn.
But you know, right now, the young generation that's coming up, the 30, 40 year olds are now actually starting to stand up and like come out and voice their opinion.
It'll be different.
I couldn't get mail on mail. I couldn't get mail on shemale. I couldn't get shemale on animal.
Yeah, you can't find that on the internet, dude. You just got to go down the street, and that's the name. Just take you a short stroll. You'll get all of that. Live, you know. What else you got on that list, nigga?
Was it mail on...
MLB lockout, that just affects Joe and his company. Who cares? It is sad, though, because baseball is the only thing that Houston has going for it right now.
We would talk
Texans
a lot.
Suck and the Rockets suck.
We talk a lot more about it affecting Joe, but Joe didn't make this thing for my boy Mikey here, so we're just going to...
They already made it.
Oh, they did make it?
Yeah, they didn't want to make the second one.
So if you would have done the second one, Joe, we might have gave you some love on this lockout.
All right, Joe. Well, we hope MLB gets out of their lockout. Out then so you can get paid. Any case, man, no, the only other thing I had was I don't know why this came to my head. It was a flashback Friday,
but
we're doing what? Way back Wednesday.
Way back Wednesday.
Wacky Wednesday.
Hashtag that shit.
It came up before we got on set here. We're having a marijuana discussion. And any case, this popped into my head. Before me and Frank really knew about, like, yeah, like, we had smoked marijuana, but we had never, like, grown marijuana and, like, got the buds, right?
Yeah.
So, Roy, which also caused me to, we were talking about him earlier, this caused me to think about this, a buddy of ours, he calls us and he says, hey, man, I'm over here in this trailer park and there's a big marijuana plant. Let's come over here and steal it. So we did. We go over there, we fucking uproot this marijuana plant, and we take it back to our house. And this time we're living across at that house that you came to, the apartment you came to. You've been there too.
Yeah.
Where we had, you know, Jakin, and we lived across from Klein.
That's hilarious because you were saying Ninja, and I was trying to remember the name that Jakin. We called it, Jakin. Jakin is Ninja.
Yeah, our dog. Hilarious. In any case, we dry this plant out on top of, outside of our window, on top of the little roof area. We're on the second story. And I come home one day after it's been supposedly dried out, and it's like half of it's gone. And I'm like, Frank, dude, Did you like steal from us? Like, we all stole this together. Did you steal from us? And he's like, no, I swear to God. But this is how stupid we were. The plant wasn't even budding. There was no buds on it. We thought you could smoke the leaves, man. Yeah. So we dried these leaves out, and we decided, like, hey, man, we got a lot of this stuff. Let's go sell it, you know? And so we went to Roy's house. We were going to go, like, hit a couple places and see if we could sell it to some, like, some young guys, you know, like, probably junior high, you know, make some money. In any case, we're like, dude, you know what? These dudes are all up, man. And we started spraying like roach spray and WD-40 and all kinds of shit in it, man. All the chemicals that were in Roy's dad's garage, man.
Really didn't happen. That didn't happen. He didn't kill anybody.
And then we were like, let's go sell this. Nobody would buy it. Nobody would buy it. So we decided to smoke it ourselves. And like 10 minutes in, we're like, oh my God, my head. Everybody, like Frank, me, and Roy are all complaining about headaches. We smoked this stuff that we had just laced with all kinds of chemicals. And it wasn't even like bud marijuana. It was just the leaves.
That's hilarious, man. But that's kind of similar to that.
Way back Wednesday, man.
Fake weed, man.
That's crazy.
Well, man, this has been a great show. We got about 4 minutes left, you know. So 4 minutes left. We're going to be trying to end on time now. Spotify does cut us off right at an hour. I don't know if we want to do some shout outs, if we got any guests coming up. Nico, you want to talk about the next episode for a little bit?
To the next episode.
Oh, I like how you did that.
We got any interviews lined up?
We're going to get some interviews lined up. Okay. Yeah. I mean, going to the different time has really kind of allowed us the flexibility for some people who couldn't make it on Friday mornings.
Yeah.
So we're going to get more interviews lined up. We'll let you know on Instagram. We'll let you know on, not on our Facebook page, on our Instagram page. We do appreciate if you go to our Instagram page and I mean, honestly, if we get to 10,000 people, which we've been slow, we think we got like 2,800 right now. If we get to 10,000, man, we'll throw a party in the metaverse.
In the metaverse.
In the metaverse.
Yeah. So also if you want to catch us in the metaverse, man, all you got to do is send us your bank account information. Six bitcoins, and we'll get you in. We'll get you in there.
And honestly, if you want to have a party, climb up my leg and have a ball.
Oh, okay.
So
in the metaverse.
Yeah, in the metaverse.
What about some music, man? We got some takeout music.
Oh, man. How about this music?
So again, man, we guys appreciate it. Awesome. We got glad that the king is back. Welcome back, Mikey.
Man, I'm glad you guys let me come back.
Yeah,
man.
thanks for
Spotify listeners, and thanks to all of our YouTube viewers.
Yeah, we appreciate it, man. We'll be back on schedule. We'll be back.
And we'll
on
have
time.
Real topics.
Real topics. So it's gonna be at 6:30 Wednesdays. Wacky Wednesdays.
Wednesday, bud.